Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So Tommy has a topic idea.
Okay.
And I love this, first of all. So Tommy's been in the business for about a year, right, Tommy?
That's right.
Okay. And so part of that growth is being more comfortable saying, hey, I got a topic idea. And I'm glad you are. Now, inevitably, this is going to turn silly.
Yep.
But I don't want you to think it's like a setup. Because I do think there's something to this topic. But when Tommy said, here's my topic idea, I couldn't think of an example myself.
Okay. All right.
And that's sort of the litmus test. Like, can I think of an example that I have in my life? Or is it something that I know other people could call in and tell the story that I've seen? And okay. I could not. And okay. then Tommy provided one example and then had another one that we made him hold on to, that I asked him to hold on to. So, Tommy, what is your topic?
Yeah, so I have embarked on a journey of something I call willful ignorance. And the idea is that there are plenty of things in this world that have an easy answer and that I could find out so easily. And I am choosing not to look up and not figure out the answer to. The one that... Oh, go ahead.
Now, when he said that, I went, okay, I like that.
So,
but I couldn't think of an example. What is your example that you gave me?
The one that always comes to mind instantly is, what is soap? I don't understand soap because we wash our hands with soap, but then we have hand sanitizer, and hand sanitizer is always like, hey, we kill 99.9% of germs. Why doesn't soap say that? Why is my soap not as clean as hand sanitizer?
Should you sanitize your soap?
Yeah. Should I wash myself in hand sanitizer instead of soap?
Probably.
But then I have soap for my hair, and then I have soap for my body. Why are they different? You know, soap. What is soap? Why is some soap soap and some soap not soap?
So this is what happened to me at like... five.
Why is okay. some soap soap and some
and
soap
I
not
said,
soap?
Yeah, I think if it's not soap, it's not soap.
I said, so, Tommy, when a doctor scrubs in, does he dump hand sanitizer all over himself? Does he wash himself? And your answer?
They have soap. I've seen that on the TV. They have the cool thing with their arms that they wipe with the cool...
arm soap.
Yeah, they have specific they
cool arm uh-huh. soap.
It is a specific yeah. soap. It has an active ingredient in. I forget what it is, but I looked it up. When you weren't looking?
No.
Because I knew you didn't want me to look anything
Thank
up.
You. Yep.
Is it water?
the ingredient in the soap is water? No, it's not. It's some sort of chemical.
So
lye and glycerin.
So then the doctors have special, I think you said antiseptic soap. So how is that? Why don't we all use special soap?
Well, a lot of times people do. It's called antibacterial soap. It's very common.
So why aren't they all?
It's like everywhere.
Why do we have to have so much soap? Anyway,
depends on what use you.
What's the deal with soap?
It depends on what use you want it for. You know, like some will dry out a little bit more, but you get a little cleaner. Some are more fragrant. You know, maybe some take dirt off a little bit better than others if your hands aren't super dirty. Like why they have different car kinds. You know, like some people need a pickup truck, some people need a sports car.
That's fair, I guess. But those have different purposes, and I understand.
Right.
That. So my next one that I always think of, too,
okay.
is ibuprofen. First of all, one of the hardest
what?
Words in the entire world to spell.
I what?
Ibuprofen?
How do you say it?
It's hard to say.
Ibuprofen.
I struggled with that one, too.
I can't even say it. Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. Ibuprofen. Anyway, that ibuprofen is like a miracle cure that solves everything. Like, oh,
yeah,
your leg hurts, take some ibuprofen. Oh, I have a headache, take some ibuprofen. How does ibuprofen solve everything?
Oh, man, wait till you learn about acetaminophen.
How do you say that?
acetaminophen. That's what Tylenol is. Tylenol is acetaminophen.
You got to be careful with acetaminophen, though, because it's a blood thinner. So if you're on blood thinners, you're not supposed to take acetaminophen, right?
And ibuprofen can be bad for your kidneys if you overdo it.
Yeah.
Liver. That's your Advil. Now, if you want to take an Aleve, that's naproxen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, today I learned that Tylenol is not just a brand and that Tylenol is another kind of not ibuprofen. That's
right.
Also, see, I could learn this in 2 seconds, but I'm choosing not to. Yeah.
I have always wondered about like painkillers, though. How does it know where the pain is?
Exactly. I don't get it.
Your brain sends receptors to pain.
That's a cop out.
Whatever words.
It's a cop out. What do you want?
Other than
the answer, what do you want? Do you want tiny robots in your medicine taking it to the right spot?
Oh, no, I want Osmosis Jones to fix everything okay. for me.
Well, maybe it is.
That yeah. is something that I find so interesting about the brain is like what you were saying. How does it know where to go, right, Maitland, Tommy? Mm-hmm. And the idea that you can take medicine, because a lot of times doctors will tell you, hey, you should take this so it doesn't stress your brain out to try and fix it. I'm like, right, but the medicine is directed by my brain to said problem to be fixed, but that relieves the stress in my brain. Like a lot of times when people have traumatic, terrible accidents, they will put them in an induced coma mm-hmm. so their brain doesn't overstress trying to like send all the signals to like repair.
Yeah.
That is fascinating to me.
It
and
is.
How did we figure that out?
Now, those are all, that is.
Is that real?
Most of the stuff yep. we figured out, it's hard to sit back and go, how do we figure that out?
Yeah.
And sadly, some of it's the experiments we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you have any more?
Oh, yeah, I've got three more if you want them.
Yeah, keep going.
All right, great.
This new segment, some people are calling Teaching Tommy.
Oh, that's a good one.
A big thing.
Yeah, see, because I can't relate to this. Like, my brain, if I think of something, I have to look it up immediately. It's why I stay up so late all the time.
That's an ADHD thing.
Yeah, like, I can't not learn. If I go, what do they make soap out of? Like, I need to know now. It's why I get distracted during the show sometimes. Mm. Something will come up, and I go, what's that? And I need to know, and I have to go, no, stop. Stop doing it.
My wife was diagnosed with ADHD while she was in college, and I would love to see her search history at the end of every week because it's incredible. It's in many ways, it can be a superpower because you learn a lot about things that other people are like, don't care. As long as it keeps doing what it's done, the pattern stays the same. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. But for those who have that level of curiosity, now, when I say that to her, she would say, I would love your blissful acceptance of ignorance because it can drive you crazy. Having to figure out why this does that and that does that thing. And yeah,
it's mostly useless. It means that I can sit on my couch and do reasonably okay at Jeopardy most of the time, mm-hmm. but that doesn't do me any good. It just means I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
very true. Tommy.
Yes. I'm going to preface that I do look things up when I think they're pertinent. I just don't think that these have a big impact on me at the moment. So I haven't bothered looking it up. Like soap. I don't know. Soap cleans me good. Anyway, next one, toilet paper. When we flush it, where does it go? Well, how does it, we recycle the water, but is it somebody's job to like separate the toilet paper? Is there a giant pile of toilet paper just in the earth somewhere? Like, where does it go? I don't know.
You also said, you said earlier, when you flush stuff, where does it go in general? Like you said, there's no explanation for where it leaves the toilet. Where does it go? And this is when I said, we're going to have to talk about this on the air. It's because there is lots of explanation about where the stuff goes after it leaves the toilet. If you live in the country, it goes into the septic tank, which is buried in your, in most cases, backyard or side yard. And in the city, it goes into the sewers, which then transports it to the wastewater treatment plant where the filters take out the things you're talking about.
And then the filter, what? Where does that go from there? Because I know the water comes back, but the toilet paper doesn't.
They put it in Velveeta.
Yeah.
Oh, is that like rice where it just dries out?
Yep.
And
Velveeta rice.
Yeah.
Next one. How do mirrors work? Like glass is like these windows are glass, but I'm not using the window like a mirror.
All right, I'm with you on this one.
This is
understand.
Basically Insane Clown Posse's miracles
it is.
In spoken word right now. How do magnets work? I don't know.
Like, it's so all mirrors are glass, but not all glass is mirrors.
Right.
But glass, well, I guess kind of though, right? Because even regular glass has some reflective.
Sure.
Right. Powder. And but, mirrors can be windows. That's why you got to like test them out when you go to hotel rooms.
Oh, true.
It's true.
I just watched the other day somebody wanted to, she's a photographer who takes normal things and turns them into elaborate settings for like Disney and stuff. She's paid huge money. And they wanted to do a tribute to Disney and the mirror, mirror on the wall thing. They were, mm-hmm. She was employed by Disney to do that. And they found the perfect mirror, but she wanted to turn it into a window. So she took the mirror and the glass and then treated it so it was no longer reflective, which I thought, why didn't you just buy a window?
or just replace the glass.
Yeah, that would have been the same thing. But either way, that was when I learned you could take the reflection out of a mirror.
So what is the reflection? Whoa. I'm with Tommy.
It's a chemical too. Dip, and I don't remember what it is. If it's silver nitrate or something like that. You take a plain piece of glass, and at a factory, they put it into a giant bath, basically, and then they bring it out, and they do that a couple of times, and it creates a coating on glass that makes it reflective.
So when glass takes a bath, it turns into a mirror?
Yes. Well, if it's the right chemical.
Man. Could I become a mirror if I take a bath in this bath?
Probably.
Whoa!
It will kill you.
No.
But you would be reflective and neat.
Or you'd look like the Silver Surfer or a Capri Sun person, and that's
Actually, yeah, that might person. Turn you into a superhero. I don't really know.
This text from West Michigan. Tommy could have all these questions answered by watching Magic School Bus 10 years ago.
I was too busy worrying about how Arnold will get hurt in that one. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, How Things Are Made is a great show. Tommy, where I learned about mirrors.
Do you ever worry that mirrors can be a transport into another dimension?
No.
Wait, Maitland, you shook your head vigorously yes, like you are worried about
I'm so superstitious about mirrors. You will never find two mirrors facing each other in my house. You won't find them facing me, like, in my bed. Like, it's just, if you put two mirrors facing each other, that's opening all sorts of portals and inviting things to come in.
So no, that's how you get, like, cool forever.
Yeah.
What do you do
cool,
when you go to when you go to like get your hair cut and there's one station behind the other?
I didn't put it there.
So it's like a temporary portal. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's,
wait, you're
so it's more of a it's more duration than it is like existence.
It's more. Yeah. I'm not going to do that in my home.
But your superstition only affects you. But if you do it.
I mean, no, if I go to someone's house and they have mirrors like that, I'm going to be like, I'm not staying here long.
Why can't you have a mirror facing your bed?
Oh, that one's real.
That one is because then the other dimensions can see you while you sleep.
Yeah, that one's messed up. You don't sleep with a mirror facing you.
But that's also how you can see yourself doing cool sex things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then...
What do you guys do? Just make that up in your head?
Yeah, make it fun for the other dimensions. Show them what they're missing out on.
Also, can you look into other dimensions through the mirror?
Sometimes, if there's a glitch.
Ooh, yeah.
Back that up. Tell me more, Maitland.
There's a glitch in the matrix. You know, sometimes you'll do something in the mirror and then it'll like hesitate for a second and then then you'll do it.
Will it?
I haven't experienced this, but I mean,
I can't tell if this is real or not.
I think people have experienced it.
I feel like both you and Tommy should put a mirror in your cuck chairs.
You're just watching yourself.
This guy watching me is great.
Yeah, that's where I am.
That's funny.
And if you two start a science podcast, we're going to have half the country turned into witches by Christmas.
I think that could be really fun.
I do.
I think it would be really, really
Tommy
great.
Tommy and Maitland tell us everything they know about alloys.
Yeah.
Alloy.
Boy, that was some blank looking stares
just kidding.
I just got.
Just kidding.
Let's do it. Let's try it right now.
Okay.
No, in the next segment, no researching. Close your laptop. Tommy, keep your hands in the air through the whole commercial break.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. 7 minutes.
And when we come back, Tommy and Maitland are going to give us a TED Talk about alloys.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.